to the Rockman Show. It's time for Rockman to give his opinions, his views, and his thoughts on life and rock. So grab a beer, buckle in, and get ready to rock!
That was Cryptic Sermon, Key of Solomon. That was a band I caught at Hell's Heroes here a few weeks ago. And again, I'm still on Hell's Heroes. This is part two, people, because I have an interview with the band Tankard that takes quite a bit of time. There's a lot of beer flowing, a lot of fun, and man, they killed it on stage. But all I'm saying, this Cryptic Sermon, my friend Ali was like, dude, check them out. Like, I was like, damn, they're like a classic Queensryche. I liked it. It's very cool. Another band that Ali like recommended was Grand Magus. And I've heard them. I'm not a fan, but I tell you what, I saw them live. I'm like, oh, damn, they're pretty good. So let's do some Grand Magus. So the last day of the festival was kind of a light day for me. I mean, I don't know. It goes on the bands you like and stuff like that. And your taste in metal, whatever you like. Power metal, thrash, death, whatever. Black, whatever. So my goal was to see, like I said, I saw Cryptic Sermon, but on the advice of my friend Ali, I wanted to see Virgin Steel, Grand Magus, and Tankard. Other than that, I wasn't too, like, I wasn't engulfed. But I knew I was going to talk to Tankard, which you'll hear at the end of this podcast, the interview I did with those guys. They're great guys, but once they got on the stage and destroyed the place, you're like, what the fuck? I tell you what, I'm thirsty, Mr. G. Sounds, people. John is at a gig. Yeah, believe it or not. He got a gig doing his Elvis thing. So, it's just us tonight. And Tankard soon. So tonight, we have a beer from North Park called X-Rain Citra. It's a hazy, triple dry hopped, and it looks to be 8.5% ABV. So, hey, I did a beer tasting earlier, so that's just going to add to the fun. All right, so let's look at the can. The can's cool. Just kind of like a skeleton in a hop. But it will catch your eye. I'm not going to lie. So, how about some aroma? Yum. Smells rich, creamy, citrusy. I know I say it a lot, but here's what it is. All right, here we go. Cheers to myself. That's awesome. So I got this from my Northeast, I guess Northwest or Southwest connection. How about East Coast, West Coast? Let's do that. And this is awesome. One more drink. I would say John hit the horns, but he's not here. So I'll hit the horns. Here we go. That gets a 4. It's awesome. So, I tell you what, let's play another band from Hell's Heroes Day 3. How about some Virgin Steel? And then we'll come back, wrap up, and talk to Tankard. Let's do this. Definitely the lighter side of Virgin Steel. But I like that song. It's very cool. Came out not too long ago. It's called God Above God. Very cool record. Very cool song. I dig it. But guys, have a long interview for you, so I got to cut it short for me. So I hope you dig the interview coming up with Tankard after their performance at Hell's Heroes 8. And this is the last of our Hell's Heroes coverage. So, one ended with a bang. We had a lot of fun. went backstage and chatted for a bit. So I hope you enjoy it. But anyway, guys, thank you for listening every week. Thank you for your comments when you send them. Before I let you go, I'm going to give you one big hose.
This is Gareth Singer of Tankard.
And this is Frank from Tankard, and you're listening to The Reichman Show.
Horns up together. Thrash metal will never die.
Out of the twilight of time we appear. The earth is still lifting the trees. We fed on fermented food from the ground. Other tribes, absentees. We found the wisdom. Wisdom, a covered path. When all food was gone, we had to be shrewd. We had to brew the stuff that we lost.
Guys, you're live with Ragman, and I can't say mono e mono because I'm in a room full of people. I'm with the Barbarians. I'm with Tanker. Guys, welcome to the Ragman Show.
Yeah, great to be here. You enjoyed it a lot to be here, and also Houston, Texas.
So,
very nice.
I have to tell you one thing, honestly. There was the song Barbarians today on the set list, and I was a little bit confused, like always, when I'm on stage. And I forgot this song to announce. But later on, that was the right decision because we had not enough time.
Yeah.
She said, you have 10 minutes left. And the last song, Empty Tankard, it's about, I don't know, eight minutes and a half. And then the outro. And so, so if we should have played Barbarians, we got should have got a lot of trouble. So sometimes it's good to be confused.
I live in confusion, so no, I got you. I will say this, you guys, your set, out of the 3-day period, the fans went more nuts for you guys more than any other band this whole weekend. I don't know what it was, you guys hit the stage.
We don't believe you.
Well, you can ask that guy over there too.
Sure,
it was insane.
I was really, did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, I loved it.
I think it was like, I mean, that was our fourth show in the United States, so we don't really know how to, what kind of craziness do you have during a thrash metal concert. But I think today that was a show, you had to talk to the people and you had to get the people on your side, you know?
Yes.
And then it was fantastic, I would really say.
Yeah, or maybe after 3 days the people are deaf.
and then they are totally fucked up because 3 days of drinking and heavy metal, and then so handsome guys coming on stage.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Buddies like 18 years old guys, you know.
Yeah, I thought Conan the Barbarian, when Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime was up there, and I was like, it's Gary. Holy shit.
We look so beautiful. We got an offer from Korea, from South Korea.
Handsome. Beautiful as a girl.
I'm a girl.
He's a girl of the band. No.
And we got an offer from South Korea to become the next K-pop band.
Oh, wow.
Because of our
physique.
We look like.
I love it. I will say this. You and Gary especially, you guys were all over the stage. I'm like, that's why when I got in here, Frank, I was like, how old are you? Like, we're the same age. I'm like, fuck, I would have ran out of gas. But you were like, I was trying to film you and you were like going so fast. I'm like, I can't, my camera's going back
and forth. I have to tell you honestly, I have a new knee.
Oh, really?
Since 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's still not I'm not able to run like, I don't know, 20 years ago or sure. 40 years ago. But I try to do my best, but yeah.
He's only running because there's a guy with a transmitter, he's a cyborg. And only his knee is running, and the monitor guy is steering him, and he's running. That's it. He didn't know what.
Wow.
He doesn't know what he's doing. It's just cyborg.
Oh, it's all cyborg stuff.
Yeah, he is a robo thresher.
Well, let me ask you, because you guys, what did you play, about an hour or 45 minutes to an hour, right?
An hour. And as I told you about the song Bavarians,
yeah,
I forgot it because I'm really confused on stage. But then the lady said you had 9 or 10 minutes, and Empty Tank is the last song. It's about 7, 8, 9 minutes. It depends how long the singer is talking bullshit.
Yeah.
You know the singer of Tankard?
Yeah.
He's talking bullshit all the time.
Well, I mean, after a show like you just did, do you feel
that's
like...
That's my job, you know.
Yeah. Well, you got it.
It's my job to entertain the people and to talk with the people.
Yes. No, you did it. You were great up there.
As I'm half Italian, my English is, you know.
Yeah. You should have went up there and say, forget about it, forget about it. I think, oh, he's in the mob or something. Like, yeah, I couldn't get in, and Gary's like, I'm half Italian. Don't fuck with him. And then I got in. Thank you for that.
I'm half Italian, but I'm not.
Yeah, you know that? An Italian in Malta, you know that? I want a fork on the table. You know
no,
that?
I didn't. That's a new one for
he
me.
He wants to eat and he's missing the fork. And he says, I want a fork on the table.
I do have another question. And this, I'm going back in time. I'm not Iron Maiden.
Are you ready to travel back in time?
Yeah, you said that. And I was
you
ready.
You did that joke? 1800? Oh, 1900 yeah, joke?
But I love that you guys love beer and you write so many songs about beer because I love fucking beer. It's and I think it's the fountain of youth. I mean, to be honest.
But we do all the time. We try, since the second album, we try to do this kind of good mixture between serious stuff and funny stuff. And of course, we did everything with a Chemical Invasion the morning after for that kind of image. Then we wanted to get rid of, but nobody believed us. Nowadays, we do some jokes. We're gonna play the only song includes the word beer, need money for beer. And two songs later, we play Die with a Beer in Hand.
I love it.
You understand this kind of? You understand this kind of humor we have.
Oh, I love it.
So we can laugh about ourselves.
Nevertheless, we also try to have serious lyrics, like on the last album, like On the Day I Die, or for example here, Exfluencer. Mm-hmm. These are topics what we are thinking about in our life.
Yeah. I would love to be drunk.
Also, but we do ironic thing also without beer, like Metal Cash Machine.
Yeah.
I like these lyrics very much. That's pretty cool. And
you guys are so much fun. You really are.
Yeah. But we want to what we want to express is how we are.
Yeah.
So let's say like this: we do not pretend. Maybe you have seen this. Try to be authentic.
You know, we don't have any leather jeans or something. That we go on stage like, you know, like when we were 25.
Yeah.
And Thrash Metal Maniacs.
And to be honest,
you know, we loved Anthrax in that time.
Oh yeah.
Going with shorts.
Oh, the beach shorts. So, yeah, the long ones. Yeah, yeah.
That's what we still do, right?
Yeah.
And what I said since years is I never have raped a virgin and I never fought with a sword in a battle, but I had some parties.
Yeah.
And see what's around in the world, and that's what we try to do in our lyrics.
Yeah.
To be funny and not always being or being evil or being sad or angry. Why?
No, life's you don't
too
need
short
that.
To be always angry.
There's so many bands like that just don't have fun or serious and take themselves way too seriously. But you guys are just fun. I mean, I was watching the video for Stay Thirsty today.
Every band can do what they want.
So. Yeah.
But this kind of, you know, evil and only the world blows up and only destruction. I mean, we live in a complicated world.
Oh, yeah.
But we still have fun. But I mean, Frank and me get 60 next year, but we're still somehow, I mean, to play thrash metal, we're just like child and kids, you know?
Yeah.
The only evil guy in the band is our manager.
Evil has no disguise.
When it comes to money, when it comes to money, he's the evil guy.
Oh, wow, wow. Yeah. Well, I wanted to comment. I was watching Stay Thirsty today, and that video is so freaking funny, where the guy's drinking the beer, and you all fall out, and then it's kind of a nod to Dee Snider with a little pic of him. I love that. I mean, it's so much fun to watch. I was telling her, I was like, hey, babe, watch this video. And she just started laughing on the couch. It was awesome. But I love your sense of humor, and I think that keeps your band so much fun. And then you get up on stage and just kill it.
Germany calls, like a garden. Uh-huh. Sunday morning, 11 p.m. on the television. A garden, it's only old people, like 70, 80 years old, watching some old musicians.
Yeah.
And so the idea for the next video is they are only really ugly old people. And watching a tanker is coming on stage, and they say, yeah, like this. So. And then at the end of that, and they're looking totally weird, you know, what kind of music is that?
Yeah.
This is only noise. And at the end of the video clip, they just flowers on the stage.
Oh, like in the opera.
That would be so funny.
We talked about, we talked already about the cast.
Uh-huh.
So really old, ugly people, maybe three years younger than us.
For sure. I love it.
At the end is a porno movie.
He's too drunk.
He's drinking ouzo. That's why.
We have nothing to do with porno movies.
Yeah, he's a guitar player.
Yeah.
Do you know that joke the band is playing? What the guys are thinking, the musician? Do you know that?
No.
So they are playing. The singer is saying, "Wow, the girl in the second row. I will take her tonight." Guitar player is playing a solo. I'm the best guitar player of the world. I'm so great. The drummer, just 5 minutes left, then I can have a beer. And me, the bass player,
That's awesome. I love that. Great. Well, let me ask you this. So Pavlov's Dog's been out a few years. Are you guys working up on a follow-up already? Or is it done, or?
There was a plan, but there was not really one song ready till yet, so we will see. But there is a rough plan. Next year, Tankard is gonna be 45 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
older than me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm right there with you. So is Frank.
And yeah, we would. I mean, but you know, if you're getting older, it's more heavy duty to write an album. I mean, okay, we can bring out just an album, but that's not our kind of attitude. It has to be, you know, the same level like the last one, maybe a little bit better than the last one. And so this is a lot of work, and nowadays to bring out an album doesn't make any sense because you don't sell any CDs or vinyl or something like that.
Yeah.
Only for the hardcore, you know, fans buying, like me, still buying physical stuff, you know.
I just do CDs. I only buy CDs.
I love to go in the studio to create something I could imagine 2 weeks before.
This far into your career, is it hard?
Background story about that. That Martin, the drummer of today, is the producer of the last second albums.
Oh, wow.
Because our regular drummer Gerd was not able to play today.
Yeah.
And we asked him, and he played the show.
He killed it.
He is great. And he is the producer. He made the second album.
Wow, that's wild.
The producer of the second album.
That's awesome.
That's cool, huh?
Yeah, that's totally awesome.
And the good thing is that he had the honor to play here. Mm-hmm. We do not have to pay for the recordings. Did you hear it? Because of the honor you had to play here, we do not have to pay for the recordings of the next album.
It's all free.
Recorded the song from the radio, and nobody knows. Nobody didn't know the name of the band.
Oh, really?
And he found out a couple of months later because it was one song of AC/DC live album. If You Want Blood.
Oh, wow!
'78.
What song was it?
I was with my mother in a record store, and I saw an album with a crazy cover.
Yeah.
The guy rammed his guitar in his his belly. And I bought it. My mother, I remember, do you know really that band? That's so nice. I know them. I never heard of them.
You just wanted to put the cover.
Years old,
Wow.
And just got a copy, and then I listened to it. Ah, great. And then I heard the song, and it was Let's Say We Rock.
Oh,
from this live album. If You Want Blood, you've got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I bought it because just about the cover.
Oh, wow.
And this was a song we had a couple of weeks before he recorded in AFN radio. This was the American radio for American soldiers, military guys in Germany.
Wow.
There was a special radio broadcast in English, and he recorded it.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then we heard it. We didn't know what it is because he just recorded the song without name and everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
And then I bought this album just because of the cover. And then I listened to, wow, that's a song. Great. I called him. Gary, I know what we heard. We heard ACDC.
Oh, that's awesome.
What was it? 78.
78.
We were 11 years old. Yeah. And then, of course, we were grown up with a new wave of British heavy metal, mm-hmm. With the big bands like,
oh yeah,
you know, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden. Also with small bands like, I don't know, Jaguar, Tank, and all that, mm-hmm. English bands.
Tigers and of Pantang. And I then love Tigers of Pantang. You know them?
And then,
yeah, I know.
And then, yeah. And then, the thrash metal wave came over from the Bay Area, you mm-hmm. know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First Slayer, first Exodus, first Metallica from Canada, don't forget it, the first album of Exciter, Heavy Metal Maniac.
Oh, I remember Exciter, yeah, yeah.
My top
Pounding
five,
Metal.
It's Pounding Metal.
No, that was off Violent Support,
right? On the second or the third album,
yeah.
Heavy Metal Maniac.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
a good one. You know. And that influenced us a lot, you know. What kind of music is that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we were metal kids, you know.
Right, right.
15, 16 years old. And then first Exodus, Bonded by Blood.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
That's the story. We came to thrash metal because of this album. We were sitting together in a Burger King in Frankfurt.
Uh-huh.
And one guy had a ghetto blaster. And had an advanced tape of the Bonded by Blood.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He started and we were kicked out of the Burger King.
Oh,
and
really?
We went a couple of meters to the McDonald's and then we listened to the rest of the album.
Oh, wow.
That's and awesome. This was for me the point where I said, wow, thrash metal, this is my music.
Wow.
This is my music. When I listened to the Bonded by Blood album, I said, this is my music. Before, yeah, more British, new wave of British heavy metal,
like
hard
Priest
rock,
and,
or whatever. For sure, also Motorhead and stuff like this.
Yeah.
But when I heard this album, I said, that's my music. That's it. That's really it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it was an advanced tape, yeah.
Yeah.
Some guy brought it up from it was the Venom's Legions. Do you know, do you still remember Venom?
Oh, yeah.
And there were the Venom's Legions, the fan club in Europe from the Venoms. And one guy, he organized somehow an advanced tape from this Bonded by Blood.
I'll tell you something funny. When I was a kid, I bought this Betamax, if you're the small one before VHS.
Yeah, I know it.
It was Exodus with Paul Baloff on the Bonded by Blood tour. Oh, yeah. It had Slayer and it had Venom. And I was like, it just blew me away. It was like, this is so awesome. Oh yeah, the 80s were amazing. I mean, we grew up at the same time, which is freaking amazing. But you were in Germany and I'm in the US, right? And it's like, I lived it here, that Bay Area thrash stuff.
Came earlier to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because for us it was different. No internet and nothing there, yeah.
No, it was all tape trading back then, right?
Exactly.
So, and that was a big deal. I mean, I had buddies, we were trading tapes about these bands we were finding out about because there was no CDs at that point either. And before you could burn CDs and all that stuff, that's how you learned. And there were a couple radio stations, believe it or not, here in Houston, that did like underground imported European metal. So I think the first time I ever heard Holy Diver was on this underground radio. I didn't even know who Dio was. I was so young in my metal upbringing. I didn't know that Dio was in Sabbath, and then that Ozzy was even in Sabbath. I found out about Ozzy on Blizzard of Oz.
It was so interesting.
Yeah.
So it was exciting times.
Yes.
You heard a song like the story I told about AC/DC, and you do not know what it is, yeah?
So exactly.
We were grown up in these times when I had, I had in my hand Archon, the very first heavy metal magazine coming from Netherlands.
Oh, what's it called again? Oh, do you remember?
It was called Archon.
Oh, Archon, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, what the fuck is that? This is a magazine only about heavy metal bands.
Yeah.
This is fucking revolution, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, we all grew up at the same time, which is freaking awesome, man.
How old are you?
I'm 58. I'll be 59 this year.
I got 59 in a couple of weeks.
Like we are.
67?
Cheers to that. Cheers to that.
It's like a 67 Chevy Impala or something.
It's not the class of 67.
But I would like to add like one thing. It was sometimes really dangerous because buying just albums by the cover, I bought also a YMCA.
Because of the cover?
Yeah.
What?
Because of this. But I didn't know that.
I didn't either. There's a cop, there's a cowboy.
I thought, wow, that looks cool. Oh, that looks pretty cool. Music, I bought it.
And then you see this cop guy, junk man. I'm like, wow, why is he doing that? I'm not really sure, but.
It was also dangerous, and I bought it for what? That shit.
Oh, dude, the first time I bought a Poison record, look what the cat drug in. My dad's like, well, some pretty good looking girls. I'm like, Dad, they're dudes. He's like, what?
So it was sometimes a little bit surprising. Buying albums just by the covering.
Oh, yeah, you get burnt sometimes. That's for sure. Cheers to that.
Cheers, mate.
Your first show in Texas ever tonight. How did we compare to like European audiences?
I really would say it's not a big difference because the metal fans are thrash metal fans all over the world. I mean, the most craziest thrash metal fans, of course, you have to go to South America. Yeah, you have to go to Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Colombia. But it was like, you know.
To play
all over the world, and this is the thing I love with metal, because you arrive in a country, if you're black, white, yellow, if you are, you know, long hair, short hair, if you have 150 kilo or if you have 80 kilo, you're the metal brother. And this spirit I did feel tonight for 100%.
Oh, that's awesome.
For 100%. And that's the reason we do this. We are old guys. We get 60 like you.
Yeah.
Next year. We still love this like a child, to go on stage and play Zombie Attack and Chemical Invasion like we did with 21, you know. I mean, we get 60 now. And I love this, you know, I love this connection of all the heavy metal fans all over the world.
Oh, I love it too.
Exactly. This is what I look to the society everywhere in the world, and they talk about tolerance and respect maybe for queer guys or whatever. And I know this since my whole life in the metal community.
Yes.
Everybody is respected. We are tolerant for everything. If you are an asshole, you are an asshole. And it doesn't matter what kind you are. And if you are a cool or a nice guy, you can look however you want, and you can have sexuality or gender, whatever. Nobody cares. Right. Yeah. This is, for me, the most important thing on the heavy metal community all over the world.
Yeah.
The societies are talking about things what we came over in the metal community since the 70s or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody's talking about it. Nobody cares.
No.
How you look like, what's your gender, what's your sexuality, nobody cares.
Right.
And this is a cool thing.
Oh, I agree.
In spite of the music, for sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Our sexuality is beer.
Beer. Yeah, we love beer.
I'm not male, I'm not female, I'm beer.
It's the most you identify as beer.
The most important thing is that you are also accepted with a 2-centimeter penis.
That's awesome. Oh, shit, I lost my last question. That just threw me. Thanks, Frank. I had one coming, and then it just like, whoa. All right, here we go. Hey, Hellstar in the house.
Yes, I'm doing the choir stuff for the main act. Oh. I've been studying all weekend. And then, you know what? Awesome. I lost my underwear.
But you can't sing empty tanker.
I know.
Because it's too complicated.
Album. zombie attack, our lyrics were so horrible sometimes that there was the record company asked a native speaker from the UK to correct it.
Oh, really?
And he took a look at it. No, that shit, I will never, I will not do anything with that.
That's awesome.
Bad English and nonsense.
It's good.
Yeah.
We have in German a word, it's called Betonwüste. Uh-huh. It's a desert out of concrete. Of cities without any trees or parks or whatever, just it's a German word Betonwüste, and we just translated it to concrete desert.
That's
and
cool.
A friend here, Xavier Russell from Kerrang magazine.
Oh, really?
He's a friend of us, and he said, "This doesn't make any sense." And we said, "Yeah, for us, it makes sense because we have a German word like this."
That's awesome.
Concrete desert, in German, Betonwüste makes really a sense. It means like a desert in a city just from buildings and concrete,
Oh, okay.
This is the meaning of it, But you cannot translate it just...
Yeah, it's hard to translate.
For sure. And this was so funny. And said, what is that? That makes no sense. And we, we like this song.
Who's going to know?
I explained to him about concrete deserts like Xavier Russell said, that makes no sense. But for us in Germany, it makes really sense.
Yeah. Real quick, what's next for you guys? Where are you going to do some touring?
We're going to go to next month. In a couple of weeks, we're going to go to South America. We're going to play 6 shows. Brazil, Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, Chile, and Mexico. And... then we go back home, and then we're going to play some several shows. Not so much in Germany this year. I don't know, only 3 or 4 shows in Germany. But we travel around in Europe playing festivals in Greece and Turkey. And yeah, we are still, I don't know, we're still on the run. And hopefully next year we try to bring out a new album for the 45th anniversary of Tankard.
That'd be awesome.
And then we go back to AFM Records, and this guy will gonna promote us as hell as fuck. As hell as fuck, I love it.
Well, guys.
Oh, we gotta see. Woo!
I have one thing to add. I got a beer here. I do not know if it's from Texas or somewhere.
It is. It's from down the street.
Bunny.
Yeah, it's from Eureka Heights.
I will. Yeah. I promise you.
I really love it.
I promise you one thing. I will take one of these to my hotel room. Then I can say I have had a bunny in my room.
Well, hey, part of my show is about beer. So you guys from Germany, where it was basically created... What do you think of Texas beer?
Great. It's a great beer. And somebody asked me a couple of hours ago, which is your favorite beer? This is an easy question, easy answer. The beer I get in backstage because it's for free.
Free beer. There's no better beer than free beer. Cheers to that.
Abandon ship! Run with the pack!
What about you, Frank? Do you have, what do you think of the Buckle Bundy? You drink it?
It's cool. It has a little bit less alcohol, what I saw.
Yeah.
4.4, but it's cool. I like it. And Lone Star is also cool.
Welcome to Houston, Texas.
Do you guys get into craft beer in Germany at all, or no?
Yes, absolutely. And so I would like to differentiate it. When you ask me for beer, ask the others, and we can have an hour of... I'm really a beer friend.
Are you a beer nerd like me?
Yeah, beer nerd.
Hell yeah, me too. Ask her.
Let's say like this. I really like this craft beer thing. When you really talk about beer. So what today in Germany, they say craft beer to beer with pumpkin or whatever taste. And this is what I don't like.
Oh, okay.
For me, craft beer is a beer in a small brewery. What they create there and make, but still tastes like beer, like a beer. I don't want to have an orange flavored cinnamon.
Yeah, yeah.
IPA.
Oh yeah. Whatever. Do you like IPAs?
Not no. Really. But this is just my personal. I generally like some, but with craft beer I have a little bit of problem because they use this word for strange things.
Mm-hmm.
I still like to have a good beer. It's a pilsner or a lager or whatever you have. And there are some small breweries I really support who make really old school beer. Let's say it's old school beer, but when it comes to cinnamon flavored.
Yeah, you don't need all the
honey, whatever, oak wood.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that. That's what I don't like. Or chocolate beer. We have chocolate beer.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. I get it. I'm a hazy.
Yeah. If it's a craft brewery, a small brewery who's making it, I really love it. We have hundreds in Germany since years. This is nothing new in Germany.
Yeah.
In south of Germany, Bavaria area, we have hundreds of breweries, small breweries, and this is traditions in thousands of years. Not thousands, bullshit,
yeah.
But hundreds of years maybe. And so this craft beer in Germany is more special beers. What, to be honest, I don't really like.
Well, next time you come to Texas, I'll talk to Dustin, and I will bring some good, like, pilsners, lagers for you to try.
Lagers, whatever.
Better than this.
I like this, and there are a lot, especially lager I like, but in Germany it's called different. So you have lager, you have export, you have Helles, and whatever what they have in Europe. But it's different, but it's similar.
Yeah.
So, but nevertheless, I like all, to taste all beers. So I'm really a beer nerd.
So Frank, before we let you go today, what do you want to tell the fans out there?
We need more fucking beer.
Gary needs more beer.
Sorry, that's a great last words of the interview. Yeah. We need more fucking
last
beer.
Come here. Gary, before we let you go today, what do you want to tell the fans out there?
We really would love to say thanks a lot for your support in the last 44 years. This is really amazing. We should have played more often in the United States because I think a lot of people, they understand our kind of humor, this combination of thrash metal, really hot music and humor. And I mean, getting 60 next year. So the next 60 years I have time to tour in the States.
You have 60 more.
I really appreciate it and looking forward to come back.
Frank.
Thank you so much.
When we travel through Europe and the world and US and South America and everywhere, the best thing is what I see, the heavy metal community, because heavy metal is tolerance, respect and peace.
Awesome. Well, guys, we want to thank you for joining the Ragman Show and Tanker tonight. We've had a great time. But before we let you go,
yes, if they have met her, the woman of my dreams, she looked so fine through bottles of cheap wine. So we drank together the bottles of my heaven. Took her home, then I don't know. Next day I woke at noon. She must have drunk my drink. My beer supply's begun. That girl stole everything. I screamed, I cried. Her love was just a lie. A girl called Samantha is trying to cheat ya. It's trying to trick ya. A girl called Samantha. A girl called Samantha. It's trying to fool ya. It's trying to trick ya.